Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday,
y'all already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act something.
Hat on, hat on,
suit on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them all,
just
like the $1 million,
bucks,
things in its cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
They're listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Man, oh man, got a radio show. Yeah, I do. God's so big to me, man. I just have to tell you about it. I can't help it. It's rather obvious to me how big, how good God is. He's absolutely tremendous. He's off the chain. He on one. He be clowning. He be just showing out. Man, I'm just over here just on the receiving end. You know, if you're out there, start your mission today. Start your mission today. What are you waiting for? Why do we as people delay what we want or delay the process to begin what we want? our hopes, our dreams, our desires. Why won't you start your mission today? Why don't we all decide together that just individually, look, you listening, you got something that you've been dreaming about. You got an ambition of yours that's not yet fulfilled. You got goals you haven't accomplished yet. Everybody has them. Everybody's got them. Everybody's got something that's on the table that they haven't yet attacked yet. What are you waiting for? Start your mission today. Stop the procrastination now. The procrastination is only hurting you, yourself. If you got a goal, an aspiration, a dream, and you fall off track momentarily, you can get back to that. Because God knows where you left off. Now, you may have to accomplish a few more things since you stopped for a long period of time, but God knows where you left off. You can get back on track. Look, man, this dream of being on TV since I was a kid, it got off track now. It got off track. I just kept it as one of the dreams. And in some real dark moments when it looked like it wasn't going to happen, all I was hanging on to was just the hope that one day it could. But that's what faith is really about. Faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. But faith gives you the confidence to keep hoping, man. Sometimes it just keep hope alive. Sometimes, you heard Jesse Jackson say it, just keep hope alive. Sometimes, man, it's just the hope. I was hanging on a hope. And I'm talking about when it got real ugly and funky out there for me. When it looked like I wasn't going to ever make it. And all of the facts was in and everything pointed in the direction, you're not going to make it. You done really messed up this time. Then I sat there and I just hung on to the hope. But man, that's what I'm saying. If you got a dream or an aspiration, a vision or something, when you fall off track and you want to go get back in line, God holds your place. See, he held on to that for me. He knew I was off track and out of line, but he said, okay, here's where we stopped. You want to be on TV. Now, when you get it together and you quit tripping and you come and you turn to me, I'm going to hold your place, put you back in line. Then we're going to finish the journey. That took me a lot longer to get here than I wanted to, but then it was necessary because I needed all of them mishaps to happen to me along the way. So when I got on the radio one day, which I did not see coming, Steve Harvey got a radio show, y'all. That's why I say it every day. See, because of this radio show that I didn't see coming, now I have stories to tell. I got experiences to share. And I can tell you about me better than I can tell you about anybody. And I done been through enough where it's relatable, where enough people can go, man, that happened to me. Appreciate you saying that. That's what it was for. See, I get it now. See, at the time, though, I didn't like what was happening to me. At the time, I was really in total disagreement with God on a lot of stuff he was pulling off on me. But in essence, I was really pulling it off on myself. But through his grace and mercy, he kept me through all of my mistakes, all my bad decisions, all my miscalculations, all my misfires, all the times I knowingly stepped out there and did wrong. He forgave me. He said, 'cause man, if you ever come to me, I have a plan for you that is going to be far and above. It will supersede everything you've ever dreamed of. That's what I did. I just got sick of me, good and sick of me. And I turned it over to God. And then God started working. And here I am today. Now, is he through with me yet? Nope. Have I arrived yet? Nope. But guess what? The journey is cool. You know, it's like I was talking to this young brother the other day about comedy. He's a really good stand-up, you know, this young dude is really good. He said, man, what is this I feel every night before I go on stage? I don't know what it is. I just want it off me. I said, sir, listen to me, young dude. This thing that climbs on my back every night before I go on stage, I don't know what it is. It's got something to do with pressure. It's got something to do with anticipation. It's got a whole lot to do with the fear of falling. He said, what you mean by that? I said, every night I walk out on stage, it's like I'm about to go and step off a cliff. I said, it's a sickening feeling. He said, man, but you do so well. I said, that's because the parachute opens. I said, but I want you to understand something. When I first walk out there, it's just stepping off the cliff. Now, These jokes provide a parachute, which slows my descent when I jump off the cliff, and I turn it into a glide. And then I take the audience this way, and I swing them back over to that way. We might swing out to the Colorado Rockies. We may go down to Miami with this joke. We may take it on out to L.A. And I just swing back and forth till I land softly. The crowd cheers. The night is over with. I said, but it's been too many nights, though, when I walked off that cliff and I pulled the cord and the parachute didn't open. I said, nah, I'm just free falling out there for 30 minutes. Ain't no jokes working. Ain't the parachute didn't open. I said, so see, that's what it's like for me. And then you know what I found out? If you done walked off the cliff in life and you ain't got no God in your life, it's like not having a parachute. You step off the cliff and you just free falling. Now, see, we all, now that fall gets you closer to the grave, right? See, we all heading to the grave from the moment we're born. But the cool thing about a relationship with God is when you step off the cliff and you got God, he a parachute. You still going down, but it's a nice ride. And God just helps your descent appear more like a rise and more like a euphoric fall. Instead of not having no God in your life and you just walking off that cliff every day, free falling, ain't got no cord, you steady pulling, you hollering the whole way because you done messed around with yourself and ain't let God come into your life and provide a parachute for you. I would rather have a parachute since I got to jump every day than to not have one. God has been like a parachute for me. Ask me where that came from. I can't tell you, but like I always say, most good things that happen in my life that I can't explain, it's usually him.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, another day has arrived, another gift from God Almighty. There is no other. You can't say nothing, but it's got to be God. Only God can make a new day. He the only one. Nobody. It ain't written nowhere. It ain't spoke about nowhere. Ain't but one entity that can make a new day. That's God Almighty. Man, oh man, oh man. This show this morning is dedicated to everybody that's breathing. That's who it's dedicated to today. That cover everybody. Now, how you breathing is none of my concern. But as long as you breathing, you got a shot. You feel me? Steve Harvey Morning Show. We about to get up in it today. Shirley Strawberry calling for real Mississippi Monica Jr., the legend that he is, Nephew Tommy. Junior, you look a little bright and chipper today. What's going on?
Oh, everything good, Unc, man. You know what, Unc? I just look at you, man. I say, you know, this all you born to do. You can't do nothing else. I can't see you working with the public, Unc. I just can't see you taking a job working with the public. I don't think.
Yeah,
you couldn't be no.
A lot of jobs, Junior.
Yeah, but you can't. You ain't keep none of them, though. See, you can't. You can't. You like be a? Could you be a TSA agent? Like, could you be a TSA agent? Huh?
No, cause I don't care what you got. I'm not fitting to fly. So come on.
You don't care what they have in their suitcase.
You gonna let everything?
You got a lighter in your bag? Go ahead, dog. I hate it when they take mine. Come on. I don't care. It's a little pipe in your bag. Man, probably. I don't know. Go ahead, man. If I don't hear no ticking, there's a good chance you're going to make it.
Okay. Through. Wait a minute. Right. You ain't going to. All right,
no, I'm not finna be here, dog. I'm not. Oh, and you've seen these bags, these people. Have you ever seen them open up some of these bags? I be going, look at the trash in this bag. I'm not going through this here. You got to have gloves on to open up some of them bags.
Yeah.
Man, they opened up this dude's bag one time at the airport. He had drawers in it. Dog, where you going? This your carry on.
This is luggage.
Yeah.
Yeah, your luggage is under the plane.
Okay.
What if you got all this in this carry-on?
Maybe he didn't want to
just
check
laying
his bag.
On top. Ain't folded or nothing. Just draws loose.
So you didn't like the way he packed.
He packed, yeah.
Loose.
Yeah.
But you got to go through the bag as the TSA agent and touch it.
Put your gloves on.
Yeah, okay.
Picking up your drawers. What else you want me to do?
Okay, okay. Could you work a drive-thru? Or could you really work a drive-thru?
Like, you got to interact. I used to work at Burger King.
Okay.
Fry cook, and then I used to lay them patties on that open flame roller that go through.
Okay.
Yeah. I've ate more Burger King than anybody on the total. Just in the 1 year I worked there. Let me tell you something, boy.
How many Whoppers did you eat?
Probably about five a day. Easy. And would wrap up 4 or 5 Whoppers and take them home. And if my boys was out on the block, they for sale.
Oh, you didn't give it to them.
Nah, hell no. I was selling Whoppers for a quarter. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right. Yeah. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for the nephew to run that prank back. Neff, what you got for us?
This is surrogate mother. All right, let's go. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello? Yeah, Roderick, can I speak to Roderick? Yeah, this is Roderick. Hey, this is Calvin, man. How you doing? I go to the same church y'all go to.
Okay.
I got your number from one of the guys at the church, man. They told me that if I wanted to talk to you, I could reach out to you or whatever. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm good. How can I help?
Your wife, man, does she, I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything, but she seems to be real fit. Does she work out all the time?
Yeah, she go to the gym every once in a while, bro. Yeah. Who is this, bro?
Like I said, my name's Calvin, man. We go to the same church. Listen, me and my wife been trying for a long time, man, to actually have some kids. And to be honest with you, Roger, man, it just ain't happening, dog. I mean, we've been trying and trying. But what I'm trying to do now is just find another type of way to make this happen. Now, you say your wife is in good condition, right?
My wife is in good condition, brother. What does she got to do with you and your wife trying to have a baby?
She, you know, now, y'all already got kids, don't you? Y'all got, like, from what the brother at the church told me, y'all got 3 kids, right?
Yeah, we got 3. I got 2 boys and a girl.
Okay. Here's what I'm trying to do, man. I was hoping that I could find somebody, a female, that would be a good surrogate mother.
A what?
You know, what I'm saying is, like, because my wife, I mean, you know, we want to have kids, man. We want to have a family.
Hold on, brother. You just said you looking for a surrogate mother, and the brother at church told you to call me?
Well, no. Ain't nobody tell me to actually call you. I asked them about you and your wife. You know, I asked them for your phone number so I could actually call you myself, man.
Wait a minute. So you've been eyeing my wife?
No. See, you're looking at it wrong. Listen, what I was saying is that your wife just seems like a healthy, healthy person. I want to be able to have a healthy child, man. I really do, man. Me and my wife, we...
Let's... You call me about my wife, and you want her to be a surrogate mother for you. I don't even know why we on the phone, brother.
Here's the real deal, man. Me and my wife, we can't have kids. We've tried and tried and tried. And, you know, biologically, we've just been going through it and going through it, man. And I was just, you know, I've seen your wife. She's healthy. I see y'all at church all the time. And I was just, like, reaching out, man. Maybe somebody wouldn't mind being the surrogate mother for me and my wife so we can have a child.
I think you're a surrogate mother. Hold on, brother. You calling me to see if my wife can be a surrogate mother to your child?
Dog, and I know it's crazy.
It's crazy, you know, as hell, you damn right.
And
I think you lost your mind, brother. Out of all the members in the church, you calling me to get my wife to have your baby?
Dog, I know it sounds crazy, man. I know it sounds stupid, but I'm just ignorant, brother. I'm sorry?
You sound ignorant. Man, there's so many places to go adopt a baby. I can take you down to the county courthouse and show you kids need to adopt right now. But you can go to Africa like all the rest of them people and go find you a baby. You going to call me and my wife? There's 20,000 members in this church. Do you know how stupid you sound, brother?
No, brother, listen, man. I'm not trying to come across like that, man.
Well, how are you trying to come across, brother? You done done it.
Just hear me out, man. I don't want you to...
Man, go ahead, brother. Go ahead, man.
Okay, we looking for a surrogate mother. We seen your wife, and we thought she'd be a great surrogate mother. And I know it sounds crazy for me to pick you out of all the people that go to the church. I understand that, man. I do. But listen, we would love for your wife to be the surrogate mother, and we willing to pay for this.
Man, this ain't about.
But listen to me, if you don't mind, we don't want to do this with no test tubes and all that, where they mix my seed with her egg. We want to do this naturally.
Wait, whoa. You want to repeat what the you just said, man.
You got to understand, a real man want to do it realistically. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, brother. Are you telling me that you want to have sex with my wife?
But I mean, you want to have me lose
all my Christianity right now, brother.
You want to have a baby the real way, though. You know what I'm saying?
I don't give a damn having the fake way. You tell me you want to lay down in a bed with my wife?
But dog, you already got three kids. Think about the people that can't have them.
Go adopt the baby, man. Take your down and go adopt the damn baby. You didn't go see a damn psychiatrist.
Bro,
have your baby. Do you know what you sound like? Are you crazy?
I know it sounds crazy, man. I do.
How did you get my number, man?
Listen to me. I got your number from one of the brothers at the church. Now listen, I'm gonna just be real with you like a man. I wanted to come at you first and talk to you like a man and see, you know, if you was cool with the proposition. But look, come Sunday, I'm gonna go to your wife and just talk to her.
What?
I'm just gonna talk to your wife and see if
you lost your mind. I told you to answer no. Now you tell me you're gonna go around me and I. What you ain't gonna do is talk to my wife.
You call my wife. I'm telling you right now. I'm talking to your wife.
You call my wife. I'm gonna tell you what's really gonna happen. You call my wife.
Your wife next Sunday. I'm not gonna sit here and go through this with you back and forth. I'm talking to her next Sunday.
Next Sunday, I'm gonna whoop your.
You ain't gonna do nothing to me.
I'm gonna whoop your.
Me and my wife, we deserve a child too. You ain't gonna stand in the middle of this.
I'm in the middle of this. You lost your mind. You talk to my wife next week if you want to.
I got one more thing I want to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say what the you got to say so you can get off my phone.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your homeboy.
What? This is who?
Listen, who is this man? This Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your homeboy got me to prank phone call you.
Man, I'm over here, man. My head is spinning.
You all right, man?
You got me calling, brother. I'm ready to fight, brother.
Hey, I got one more thing to ask you, big dog.
What's up, man?
What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
Man, the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Y'all got me this morning, man. Y'all got me, man.
Ooh, that boy's a genius. I mean, just wrong. A genius at it. Good.
Not too much.
Woo.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO.
I'll be back in an hour.
Yeah, with some more stupidity. Okay. We know. Ask the Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, coming up next.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, big game advertisers plan to play it safe this year to avoid social media backlash. England's King Charles III is being treated for prostate cancer. And billionaire Robert F. Smith has committed millions of dollars to create affordable housing around HBCUs. That's all coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Riley in Tarzana writes, I was at a male friend's house with my cousin. My friend's wife came home and went off on me for being in her house. My friend nor my cousin defended me. I don't want to be in any mess, so should I call her and apologize and explain myself?
Absolutely. You should at least apologize. I mean, look, it's crazy, man. I keep telling y'all, you going over a friend's house. Obviously, he's a male friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he got a wife. I just fooled and brought you to his house. And now he got, and now the wife mad at you for coming over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because most women know, don't go over no woman's house and she don't know you coming. Most people know that. I mean, so, you know, I can understand. But then it's the dude's fault for bringing you over there, putting you in that uncompromising position. She had to go off on him. If you just want to keep the peace, apologize to her. Just tell her, look, no harm intended. I didn't know you weren't home, and I didn't know I wasn't welcome. I was just going, but see, I done told y'all about that friend stuff. Told y'all about that friend.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
So, all right, okay, Carla. No. Here we go right here. Carla.
Yes.
You at the house.
Yes.
You come home, Tosh sitting up in the house with this other girl. Who's a friend of his from down at work. Hey, Carla, what's up, baby? This is Keisha.
Oh, okay.
Keisha,
there go the dough. Okay. All
baby.
Right.
Baby, what you doing? Keisha, my friend at work.
I don't know her. Why is she sitting up here in my house like that? I don't know her like that.
Hey, bam.
Bye-bye.
Right there. Case closed. Was I right?
And let me add this. I don't want to hear from Keisha again. She don't need to call me.
And let me add this. All Keishas is fine. Just let me let you know that.
I don't care how fine. And so are all Carlas. What is that?
Good answer, Carla.
Yeah. I don't give a damn.
She said that go to dough.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Everybody clear on that one? Moving on to Kimba in Hoboken. Kimba says, I met a man online and I really like him, but he was Kimba. Kimba in Hoboken. She says, I met a man online and I really like him, but he was musty on our first date. It was raining, so he put his arm around me to walk under his umbrella, and his armpits were funky. Maybe he was nervous. Do I give him a second date to find out?
Yeah, you give him a second date. Listen, lady, you're throwing a man away for a simple reason. He need fixing. Most men need fixing. Most men. We are lacking something. You know, ash your elbows.
Get you some lotion.
Feet need a manicure. You know, all kind of stuff be wrong with us. He don't shave the back of his neck. You know, you can't throw this man away because he must say, look, I like you, but listen to me. Listen, and then just give him a gift set with several different Old Spice, Band, Right Guard, Axe. So. You know, try all that. Well, he need deodorant. You know, your musty underarm don't mean you ain't bathed. You just didn't get the deodorant on. And it wore off. You might have to have a travel pack with you at all times.
So she should give him a second date.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you really like him?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you can fix that.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, how does she do it without offending him, though?
There ain't no way to do that. You know, y'all got to cut all that.
Yeah.
When he put his arm around you with that umbrella, wasn't you offended?
All right, moving on to Natasha in Clarksburg. Natasha says, my 60-year-old mom sent a pic of her boobs in a sexy bra and asked, you miss me? I texted back, wrong person, Ma. She said, sorry, don't tell your dad. I am traumatized. How could she possibly be cheating at her age?
What that got to do?
Ain't got no age, Lynn.
What?
That's what Natasha thinking.
How could she be cheating at her age?
Mm-hmm.
All y'all young people, you gonna find out there is life after 50. I know y'all think it's a wrap. But hey, man, let me tell you something. Yesterday at Family Feud, I walked out on stage, and on the first commercial break, you know, I always greet the people. Hey, how y'all doing? Thank y'all for coming. I looked over and I went, hey, me, what's happening? It was a dude in the crowd looked just like me. I mean, didn't nobody go, Steve, look at this dude. Bald, mustache, everything. I said, man, how many times have you heard you look like Steve Harvey? He said, man, every day of my life. This dude looked just like me. I said, hey, man, how old are you? He said, 76. I said, my dog.
Really?
This dude looked good, man. He was 76 years old.
You should have taken a picture with him.
Nah, I sure should have. God, y'all.
You didn't get that picture. But you didn't.
No.
Wow. Okay. So
I ain't the most friendly picture taking celebrity.
We know.
No.
We know.
Come on.
But that was an exception. All right. So what should Natasha do about her mom? Just don't tell her dad like her mom asked. Because she's traumatized.
Well, you can't tell your dad.
She can't tell her dad.
Can't tell your dad. Because you're going to start some mess.
Mama cheating on you. What?
Yeah.
She can't.
Daddy, mama sending pictures of her breast to people.
You got to check
it. You know, mama, give me my phone. Let me show you something.
No.
See, you don't know what's going on. Did you miss me? Mm-hmm. Don't tell your dad. That is crazy, man.
It is to send to your child. Okay.
You miss me? Yeah.
In a bra? Your mom in a sexy bra?
Yeah.
Maybe his number was in her favorites. I mean, how she messed that up?
All right. Last one, Steve. Last one. Portia in Staten Island says, I come from a big family and I'm single. I have 6 nieces and 4 of them are Girl Scouts. I'm tired of buying cookies to support them, and I think it's rude that the parents keep pressing the issue every year. Am I obligated to buy any cookies?
Mm-mm, not really. Not really.
Support them, baby.
You ain't got to buy them damn cookies. Let your mama buy the cookies. I'm allergic to Girl Scout cookies. Matter of fact, I'm allergic to scouting, period. All kinds. Don't even come over here. I'm allergic to the uniform. The badges y'all got on. I don't want that beret. Don't come over here with that sash on. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next,
we'll
have some
But I do like, if I like a kid, I buy their whole collection from me, if you catch me. Y'all buy all their cookies.
That's nice. That's sweet. That's cool. Nice. Yeah. Coming up next, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Well, the internet trolls are affecting the TV commercials we'll see during the big game this Sunday. Insiders reported that most of this year's TV commercials will be comforting or amusing, but not shocking. Don't even worry about that. Like past Super Bowls, marketers are reportedly afraid to push the envelope with their ads for fear of backlash from social media. It has been noted that the audience now has unprecedented access to react negatively to commercials, which can be extremely harmful to big brands. Ad execs believe that overall there will be good advertising, but they doubt that any one commercial will blow you away. So, I mean, social media just has a chokehold on negativity everywhere across the board. You know?
Yup.
Look, what do you think, Steve? Yup. Well, I know you can relate. You know,
You have to make a decision. I understand where the brands are coming from because it can affect their money. Because these people, man, they just go in. They just believe and they create. They thrive off negativity. That's predominantly, to me, what I see on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Of course, my feed is different because it kind of feeds into what you mostly view. So mostly everything that comes across my timeline is like motivational stuff and golf tips. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got about 40 different golf swings right now. Yeah.
I got 40
different golf swings. Yeah. I can't get none of them to work all at once.
Oh, like, yeah. Is it working?
Yeah. I get out there. I'd be so damn confused.
It keeps your mind off of that.
Yeah, but I don't really. But negativity permeates through this social media thing, man. It's sad that it's done that way, but it's. It's also just shows you the condition of the world and a lot of people,
right?
And a lot of sad people, a lot of hurt people, spend their time on internet trying to hurt. Like you know, you hear the saying, "Hurt people hurt."
People hurt people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's all it is. There's a lot of hurting people out there that now have a platform to try to make you hurt too, and it's really sad, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, companies are scared to take a risk. They walk in shells. Yeah,
and that's very true because they could eat you alive on there with just a barrage of negativity. So you got to play it safe
and no repercussions. All right, moving on to other news. Buckingham Palace has confirmed that King Charles III has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. A statement on the palace's website said His Majesty has commenced a schedule of regular treatments during which time he has been advised by doctors to postpone public-facing duties. The king remains wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to full public duty as soon as possible. Meanwhile, Prince Henry, the Duke of Sussex, has made plans to be at his father's side during his treatment. That's according to Page Six.
Y'all ain't ask Earl of Ardingham about none of that?
Well,
too soon, Earl.
Yeah,
too soon, Earl. Read the room.
Big time yet.
Could have bought the Earl of Ardingham in here. Gave you the report on it.
Too soon. All right, moving
on. If somebody played them horns, I think he'll come right on in here.
We don't need him.
Earl of Ardingham, good morning. I'm here to just clear. Hello, good morning, Charlotte.
What's up, Earl?
Good morning.
Charlie.
Good morning, Earl.
Thomas.
Good morning, Earl.
Hello there. Young Junior.
Good morning, Earl.
Hello, Mississippi. Listen, I am here to straighten up a couple of things. First of all, the king is under the best of care.
That's good news, Sydney.
All of the top doctors, we love the king here. We want him to do well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
I just wanted to be first to clear that up.
Okay, well, thank you for coming. That was great news. Thank you.
Okay.
The queen is another story. When the news first came out, all the doctors rushed to her side. I went, hey, wrong question. Over here. Charles is over here. Once we got that straight, all the doctors went, I'll be down.
Okay, well, thank you, Earl, for stopping by with the report. We appreciate it.
The queen started crying because she went, oh, my God, they're in here checking me for prostate cancer. It's not her. It's the king.
Okay, we got
it.
That's straight now, and everything got... Oh, thank you. I just wanted to drop in and say something about the subject, but we're praying for the king's safe return to duties. All is well. Long live King Charles.
Yes, we are praying for him. Thank you for that update. Moving on. Great news for HBCUs. Okay, the Robert F. Smith Foundation, the Student Freedom Initiative, has collaborated with the Steinbridge Group, and they have committed $100 million, I said $100 million, to create affordable housing close to HBCUs and minority-serving institutions. The goal is to transform underused areas into affordable housing so that students can thrive. I mean, this
outstanding.
Well, you do know that almost all HBCUs are in poorer inner city areas that need drastic improvement. So this is really great news.
Yes. Robert Smith, man, always out front doing something great.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just a good news
for the students. Yeah.
Yup.
Woo. Who? Where was Robert when I was at Prairie View at Holly Hall? Lord, I couldn't use
you. You hit me, Junior.
Boy, I couldn't use Robert Smith. Million.
When I was at Banks. Come on, Robert.
Banks. Ooh, I used to be in Banks.
Who wasn't no hot water?
Excuse me. Why were you in Banks? That was a girl's dorm. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, Tommy knew.
You think I was going to be over there with Junior?
Thank you, Robert Smith. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, Valentine's Day is 1 week away from today. Okay, just 1 week away. We have some love questions coming up next, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, Valentine's is just 1 week away, Valentine's Day. So here's some love questions for you. All right. How many times has your heart been broken?
You're talking to the guys, the girls.
Throwing it out there. Man. Yeah. How many times has your heart been broken?
You once. Want to answer, Carl?
Man.
Just one?
No, that's once. What Tommy said, once.
Yeah.
I said once.
No
I'd
way.
I'd say about three.
Tommy more than
about just
three, four
one.
Times. About three, four times.
Oh, I didn't put that much interest in nobody after that the first time. That's it. No, once.
Oh, you stayed guarded.
But you still remember
very.
It. Uh-huh.
Okay, one
time. I walked in on it. Hello.
Ooh. Ooh. That was a shock. I'm what? Sure. Okay. All right, Junior.
You want some hollering? You ain't never done for me before.
About three, four times.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, it was shocking to me that he wanted to date me. It was hard to let you go.
So you were all in.
Yeah. Hey, what you mean we ain't doing this no more? We ain't doing this no more? Oh, nah.
All right, come on, Steve. How many?
Probably about, I think somewhere around 40. 40.
40?
Your heart been broken 40 times?
God. Nobody believe you,
Tommy. I've been trying to have a girlfriend since sixth grade.
40 times?
How many times I got turned down in junior high?
Oh, yeah, rejection. Yeah.
I just kept going.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I know so many names. I remember the name. I've been crushed, man. God. Mm. My 42 times heartbroken, man. Just cracked.
God,
okay, so what do you think about your nephew with just one time? Do you
believe know, it? Because I know what it was, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when he walked
in. Oh, you do?
Girl, he called me, asked me what to do. I said, you know, quit opening doors without knocking. You know?
Showing up without calling.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to walk over there without telling nobody you're coming.
So, yeah. Tommy, you don't want to talk about it? I mean,
I don't.
I still hurts. Remember
this. That haunts me to this day.
Uh-huh.
Good God.
All right.
And she was cock-a-doodling. That's what was tripping me out. I ain't.
Yeah. What happened to him? She was making noise.
He was cock-a-doodling, just making all these sounds and stuff. I said, you ain't never done
she
all this
never,
for
yeah,
me.
She never made it with you.
Yeah. No. Well, that's probably why.
You were traumatized.
You sound like a whole farm. A whole farm. Just, I was crushed.
Yeah. All right. Sorry about that, Tommy.
That's all you got?
That's it. Coming
I gave
up
a girl
minutes.
A Valentine's card one day, you know, with the little block on it. Will you be my Valentine check? Yes or no? I handed her the card. She said, ugh.
Oh.
I went, oh, hell no.
Coming up. Sorry, guys. Happy Valentine's Day.
What is all that noise about?
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to play a round of One Has to Go right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for a round of One Has to Go. Electricity, indoor plumbing, furniture.
Oh, furniture, go.
Oh, furniture.
Mm-hmm. Indoor plumbing or furniture?
Nah, I'm going to let electricity go.
What?
You let electricity go?
Electricity?
Oh, I can't tell you how many times I done came home, hit the light switch, wasn't nothing. Yeah, I can do that. I know, I had a house full of candles. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm gonna let that plumbing go. I'm gonna have to go outside.
What?
Plumbing?
Yeah, we're gonna have to go outside.
Water? No plumbing.
Yeah.
You can't flush.
You can't flush? No.
You must say never had to go down to that gas station before.
All right, moving on. Drumstick, breast, and thigh. One has to go.
Breast.
Breast. Yeah.
Breast. Oh, yeah.
Them legs and thighs.
Why, is it too dry?
That dry ass.
It's too dry.
Yeah. Okay.
That leg and thigh, boy, be right every time. Woo! Woo!
All right.
Only thing I could be better if I can imagine if chicken had an ass. That's the only thing.
Chicken butt. Get
a two thighs and an ass. Yeah. That could work. A three piece.
That's gotta be a good ass piece of chicken right there.
All right, one has to go. Private plane, yacht, or private island?
Oh, private
plane, yacht, yeah. Private island.
Yeah, like private jet.
The yacht.
Private
island. The yacht. For me, the yacht. I want that plane in that
Look
island.
At Steve. The yacht.
How are you going to get to the island?
What? You're going to fly.
Dog.
Why would I have an island? Walk in the water, rest of the way?
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Why would you?
You got to get to the island.
We're going to fly.
I think
we ain't got no landing strip on the island. What kind of island is this?
I don't know.
Most islands don't, Tommy.
Yeah.
And don't talk islands. Are you talking about private island? Like you could. No.
Private island.
Keep them yachts
private
and
island.
That jet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I got to show somebody. You're a private
All right,
island.
One see that.
I'd rather be on the yacht and ride around the island, point at it.
Somebody
right. That's mine. All that's mine.
Tommy
right
over there.
Just stuck. Look at your boy. Look at your boy. This all me. This all me.
All right. One has to go. Hot air balloon, bungee jumping, zip lining.
That hot air balloon. The hell with that.
What?
Mm.
Yeah.
Man, God, it is.
That's a hog.
Junior?
I ain't lying.
No, hot air balloon, bungee jumping, zip lining.
Get rid of this bungee jumping.
Not
going to because
it's not
tying my ankles up.
I the wrong way, though.
Yeah, well, yeah. I seen it, that cord ripped, too.
I can't do that. I can't jump off that damn bridge. I just can't do that. I can't somebody jump off the bridge. Somebody tied my legs up.
Yeah. And then push me off.
Dog. Dog, it's nothing in me can tie myself around my ankle and dive off this damn bridge. It's nothing in me. I'm going to take my chance with that hot air balloon.
I'm going
to work something out. I'm going to guide that thing. We're going to slam into a tree or something, but we're not going
to. Okay. All right. Last one. One has to go. Angry wife, bull riding, or a boxing match with Canelo.
Angry wife. She got to go.
Yeah, she got to go.
I ride the hell out that bull.
I played golf with Canelo last year, man. I know I can't whip him. I can't whip him boxing or playing golf. That boy can play golf, man.
Really?
Canelo? Oh, that boy got a nice golf game, man.
Why
he got a nice
go?
Golf game. Angry white.
Mm-hmm.
Man, please.
One has to go.
You can have that.
You say, you was too, it that, Canelo, or bull ride?
Bull riding, angry wife, or boxing
match. Are you talking about mechanical bull?
Nah. They talking about
just
bull riding.
Bull riding.
A bull.
Yeah, a bull.
Oh,
like a rodeo.
Rodeo.
Oh, hell no. I'm be sitting up there. You be mad at me all you want. I'm not getting on that damn bull. You promise you that right there.
So the bull riding has to go for you.
Oh, ain't no way in hell, man. You don't know. You know what's finna go wrong out here? Everything.
All right, guys. Thank you. Coming up next, the nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, he picked me up in my pajamas at 3 a.m. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about in just a few, because right now it is time for the nephew and today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
You know, Valentine's is coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, you got to give loved ones something, you know, even if the loved one is not your wife. How do I say this?
Wait, what?
Did I say that? I didn't say
that.
Wait,
we're struggling. What happened?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead.
Valentine's gift card. Let's just put it that way. Valentine's gift card, okay? I done got it mixed up with my wife's gift with his wife's gift. It's a mess.
Wait,
it's,
huh?
It's just.
Oh, wait a minute. So what? You getting a gift card?
Yeah.
To another man's wife, I gave her a gift card. But
you really
it was the wrong thing
stupid.
In there.
Idiot.
So you listen, it was an honest mistake, is what I'm saying. It's an
it
honest mistake.
It could happen.
Mistake.
You're the only one.
This can happen to anybody. Okay? Anybody
keyword, that wants honest, to give. Uh-huh. Honest.
I mistake. Sure want to hear this.
Yes.
Boy.
Let's hear it.
Let's go, Cat Dog.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach Bryce.
Yeah, this is Bryce.
Hey, Bryce. How you doing, man? My name is Alvin, bro. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, listen. I know you're married to Trisha. To Trisha, right?
To Trish, yeah. Who's this?
Okay, like I said, yeah. My name is Alvin, and I'm just trying to make sure I got the right person, man. Cause you half black, half white, right? From what I understand.
Yeah, I'm half black. Who the f- is this? Why are you asking me questions? What's going on? You okay?
What's No. Everything's cool, man. Everything's cool. Trish. So check this out, man.
Okay, well, listen. Just say what you gotta say. I'm at work, man. Say what you need to say. What's happening?
Okay. Listen, I accidentally I sent Trisha some flowers for Valentine's. They're gonna get there on Friday. But I accidentally put I ordered a gift card along with it, and they put this gift card in Trisha's gift bag, and really that gift card should really be for my wife. And I was trying to see if maybe if you get to the gift bag before, maybe you could get it out for me so I could get that gift card.
Okay. So you said my wife flowers for Valentine's Day, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, but that's not the key. The key is that it's a gift card in there that I need, you know?
Oh, so and you accidentally sent a gift card to my wife. You just want the flowers to go to her. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I sent the flowers.
Man, yeah, no problem. No, that's cool, man. I'm so, this happens. We make mistakes all the time. How about this? How about you come on over, and I will be more than happy to give you the gift card, because I'm sure, you know, if you send it with the flowers, I'll just have to hand the gift card over to you and probably a nice f***ing ass beating, too, you stupid mother. Why in the f*** would you ever call me about this shit?
Hey, man. And I didn't expect all this.
What's
hostility.
Your name, Alvin? Is it Alvin?
My name's Alvin. But
hostility?
Okay. Hey, bro. All I'm trying to do is, like
hey,
I say,
no
I
problem.
Sent a...
I ain't your f***ing bro. What okay. Do you mean you doing? You didn't think this was going to be hostile? You send my f***ing wife flowers, motherfucker. How do you even know my wife? How do you know Trish? How do you know Trish?
I work in the building with that Trish works in. So
oh, you work with her? Okay, good. Are you,
I don't work. I don't work with her. I don't work for her company at all. But my floor is on a different floor. I work in a different company, but she works in the same building. So, yeah, dude, I'm just trying to get the gift card, man. I ain't even trying to trip, dude. I ain't.
So let me. So you sent some flowers. When the flowers gonna be here? What time are the flowers supposed to be here?
The flowers getting there sometime Friday. I mean, on Valentine's.
Friday.
Yeah.
On Valentine's Day. Okay, good, good. So how about you come down here on Friday, okay? And I will give the flowers to Trish, and I will give you the gift card. And you mentioned if I was half black or half white. And I'll go ahead and let you know that both sides are going to beat your motherfucking ass, because you got to be the most ignorant motherfucker I've ever met in my goddamn life. I don't care if you're green, blue, yellow, lavender. I don't know what the fuck you are, but you are the dumbest piece of shit I've ever met. You come here Friday. You come here, and your wife will get her great gift card, and my wife will get your flowers, and everybody's going to be happy.
Hey, dude, what's all this about, man?
Okay, so have you gone out with Trish? Are you guys wanting for lunch or, you know, maybe a movie or, I mean, how much time have you spent with my wife?
I ain't spent no time with her.
Why are you stuttering now? What do you mean you ain't spent no time with her? How you seem to know all about her. You haven't gone out one time with my wife?
No, I never went out with her.
So you just have a crush on my wife? Is that what you're trying to say? And you just accidentally sent some bullshit to her? Is that what's going on?
I didn't accidentally send the flowers. I sent them because I wanted her to have. She's a pretty lady. I wanted her to have the flowers.
Oh,
but I didn't want her to. Sure. But I didn't want her to have my wife's gift card, though.
What did you think I was going to be there? How did you think? How did in your fucking crazy bullshit mind did you think this was going to be okay? What if I called you right now and be like, hey, I sent your wife a fucking can you send it back to me? Like, how would you feel if I did the same to you?
Well, I mean, you're talking about something different from flowers, and that sounds like a little bit offensive, don't you think?
Oh, that's offensive. Yeah, man. You know, I'm sorry. Is it Albert?
It's not Albert. It's Alvin. No, it's Alvin, man. It's Alvin.
I don't give a what it is. Alvin, come see me on Friday. I'm going to have your gift card. I'm super excited to meet you. This is going to be the best Valentine's Day of my fucking life. Come visit me. You sent the flowers to the house, right?
I got the address that Tommy gave me.
Who the fuck is Tommy?
He the one gave me the address. He the one told me.
Tommy, come. How about you and Tommy come over to the house? We'll have a fucking guys night. I'll put on a game. Gonna have some pretzels. Why don't you both come over here?
Okay, but why all the hostility when somebody's showing your wife some love, dude?
No, there's no hostility whatsoever. Did you hear hostile? I just invited you and your boy Tommy to come to my house. That's not hostile. I'm being hospitable. That's what it is. It's hospitable. Come see me. Come see me.
Okay, so let me ask you something, man. Don't you drop Trish off to work every morning?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Okay, now, when y'all riding to work, ain't y'all listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
This is not the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This is Nephew Tommy, baby. Come on, Bryce. This is Nephew Tommy now. From the Steve Harvey come Morning on, Show. Your wife, Trish, got me to prank phone call you. Home run, baby. Oh, yeah.
There's no way. Oh, now I'm back. I'm pissed at her again. Now I'm going through so many emotions right now. I'm like, who could be this stupid? Oh, man. I am boiling. Holy shit. Oh, she's going to pay for this one.
You got to tell me, Bryce, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The motherfucking Steve Harvey Show, baby.
Bryce.
Never heard it put quite that way, Bryce.
My dude, boy. He's about to miss it. He even played it cool like, hey, ain't no problem. No. This is invite. Come on. Bring you and your boy Tommy.
I'm super excited to meet you.
Right. You have this got
is,
to.
This is hospitable.
About the stupidest. Boy, that dude right there.
The black and the white man. Side.
Right. Both sides. Yeah. The black and the white side.
Gonna beat your behind.
That was fun.
Greensboro, North Carolina. The Nephew is coming to the Comedy Zone February 23rd, 24th, and 25th. Tickets on sale right now. Stupid is coming your way once again. Greensboro, North Carolina. The Comedy Zone. Tickets on sale right now. March 1st, 2nd, 3rd. Good nights. Oh, my God. You been to Good Nights, huh?
One time.
Raleigh.
One time.
North Carolina.
Raleigh, North Carolina. That whole little run right there was Winston-Salem, Charlotte, Raleigh, and Greensboro.
Are you guys saying Riley or Raleigh?
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Shirley.
Never heard of
it. It's two country-ass people talking. You fool yourself trying something else.
I'm trying to get it together.
Is it Raleigh or Raleigh?
Oh, Raleigh.
Lord have mercy.
All right. Thank you, Nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he picked me up in my pajamas at 3 a.m. We will get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangster rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangster rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he picked me up in my pajamas at 3 a.m. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 46 years old and married, but over the past 2 years, my relationship with my husband has tanked. We've been sleeping in separate bedrooms since last October because he sleeps with a CPAP machine. He also has the TV on and he sleeps under the ceiling fan. We have not had sex since August. He's tired and cranky all the time, so I started going out after work with a coworker instead of going home to a hostile environment. My coworker and I drank so much one night that we ended up in a hotel room having sex in the shower. My affair is fun and exciting because I'm sneaking around to have great sex. It has been going on for 2 months without any issues. But after Friday night, I think my husband might leave me. Around 1 a.m., I gave him his sleeping pill and I snuck out after he went to sleep. I had on satin pajamas and my fur coat. I met my coworker for some good lovin', and we left the hotel at 2:45 a.m. to go home. Halfway home, I ran out of gas. I texted my coworker, and he said he couldn't leave back out because his wife wasn't asleep. I was screwed because my bestie was in Arizona all week. If I called my dad, he would ask a million questions about how I ran out of gas and why I'm in my pajamas. My only option was to call my husband. I had to call him 8 times before he woke up. He picked me up, but he didn't say one word. He's still ignoring me, and his calm demeanor is scaring me. Do I make up a lie to tell him or wait until he brings up the subject? This letter is so crazy. It doesn't sound real, but it is. And I have to say to you, letter writer, you are not a good cheater. Because for starters, how could you not know that you would need gas in your car to get back home? I mean, when you're cheating, you got to think of all this stuff, right? You got to check things. You didn't, and now you're busted. I don't believe you tried to call everyone you could think of before you called your husband. Your side dude couldn't think of anyone. He couldn't think of anyone either. Did you ask him? Neither one of you need to be cheating, okay? I wouldn't say anything until when or if your husband brings it up, all right? I wouldn't say anything. I can't believe he hasn't said anything about it already. Did he not ask you when he picked you up? What were you doing out late and why did you have it? He didn't ask you anything? I don't know. The sleeping pill you gave him, maybe that was so powerful that he just couldn't put it all together. But since he hasn't mentioned it, I would take this as a blessing and some grace and leave your side piece alone because so far you've dodged a bullet here. You've dodged a bullet. Steve?
Yeah, she ain't dodged nothing.
He's waiting.
He picked me up in my pajamas at 3 a.m. 3 a.m. Y'all, come on now. This, but the way he picked you up, this 46-year-old lady, married, her and her husband have a horrible relationship. They've been sleeping in separate bedrooms since last October. Because he sleeps with a CPAP machine. I'm familiar with that. I was on that for a few months, but thank God to great health measures, I no longer have to sleep with CPAP machine because I don't have sleep apnea anymore. The CPAP machine helps you breathe smoothly at night. A guy, somebody on this show was familiar with that also. He sleeps. I'm completely off mine. I've cured myself of it. Praise God. But and people, once you get used to it, it's almost necessary. And people can't get used to that CPAP machine. But boy, when it puts you out there, you be out good. But you didn't add it to the measure because you gave him a sleeping pill. And you said that you don't sleep with him because of the CPAP machine, and he had a TV on and sleeps under the ceiling fan. And he's tired and cranky all the time. Well, come on now. He tired and cranky all the time. He sleep on the CPAP machine, and he had sex with y'all in how long? Since August. Mm-hmm. August? It's February.
Last year.
I know good and hell well he cranky. Mm-hmm. So we understand that. So you started going out after work with a coworker instead of going home to a hostile environment. You and your coworker got drunk one night. Y'all ended up in a hotel room having sex in the shower. Then here's the part. You think your fast fun is exciting because you be sneaking around having great sex. Been going on with 2 months without any issues. But then Friday night, now this way to let it get real stupid. You say, I think my husband might leave me because around 1 a.m., I gave him his sleeping pill and I snuck out after he went to sleep. I had on satin pajamas and my fur coat. Okay, so you up north somewhere. I met my coworker for some good loving, and we left the hotel at 2:45. So you've been in there about an hour, hour 45. You left to go home. Halfway home, you ran out of gas. I text my coworker. He said he couldn't leave back out because his wife was asleep. Uh-oh. Now, this is where the decision went wrong. When we come back, I shared with you. Because she started calling, figured out who to call. And she made a dumb move.
All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he picked me up in my pajamas at 3 a.m. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, he picked me up in my pajamas at 3 a.m.
46-year-old lady been married for a while. But the past 2 years, the relationship has gone to hell with her and her husband. They sleep in separate bedrooms now. They haven't had sex since last August because he sleeps on the CPAP machine. And he had a TV on and he sleep on the ceiling fan. So now he having hot flashes and his ass is sleeping on a CPAP machine. Lord have mercy, is he going through it. He's a man with severe sleep apnea and menopause. God, dog.
Wait,
so
what?
Now, yeah, he got menopause. He have a hot flash. He sleep on the CPAP. I just gave it to him just to make it extra for the letter. And she say he's tired and cranky all the time. Well, he ain't had sex since last August. There's going to be some cranky-ass people in here. So she started going out to work with the co-worker, and they got drunk one night, and they ended up going to a hotel, and they had sex in the shower. Now, this been going on for 2 months, and it's been great. So then the other Friday night, this is why she think her husband going to leave her, because around 1 a.m., she gave her husband a sleeping pill. And then you snuck out after he went to sleep. Now, he and there got CPAP machine on, got their ceiling fan on. A lot of humming happened. Now he got a sleeping pill. His ass is out. And you, after he went to sleep, you had on some satin pajamas and your fur coat. And you snuck out the house and met your coworker for some good loving. Then y'all left the hotel at 2:45 a.m. to go home. Halfway home, I ran out of gas. God. I text my coworker, and he said he couldn't leave back out because his wife wasn't asleep. I was screwed because my bestie was in Arizona all week. Okay, so he couldn't call her. If I called my dad, he would ask a million questions about how I ran out of gas and why I'm in my pajamas. Well, right there, I'm finna call my daddy. I don't give a damn about these million questions. You got a million questions? I got a million lies. What you want? Daddy, I was on my way over to my girlfriend's house. I ran out of gas. She done fell asleep and she ain't answering her phone. Why you got your pajamas on? She was over there for struggling. She was talking about committing suicide. I had to go over there and see about her. I've been over there all night.
That's
I'm coming home and I ran out of gas.
Come on, take me home. Daddy, I don't feel like talking about this now. I've been over there with my girl all night. I don't feel like this. That's what you should have did. But nah, my only option was to call my husband. It's no way I'd have called my spouse. It ain't no way. I'd have left that car and walked home. I'd have got home. That fur coat would have been so funky. Walking in them silk pajamas. Dog, I'd have wore myself out. But there's no way I'm calling him. You called him. You had to call him 8 times before he woke up. He picked me up, but he did not say one word. He's still ignoring me, and his calm demeanor is scaring me. So you need to go out in the garage and see what's happening. You need to check to see if there's some duct tape in the garage, some garbage bag. You got to see if he'd have bought a small boat. You need to start checking on some stuff like that. Because he ain't said nothing. Do I make up a lie to tell him or wait until he brings up the subject? Well, both. Bring up the subject and have your lie ready. I went over to Tisha's house. She was going through some stuff. I was driving back home and ran out of gas. And I called you to come get me. Now, you got to get Tisha on the phone so you can corroborate your story. You got to get your alibi right. But that's all I got for you. But why in the hell did you call your husband? You have got to be the dumbest person.
She's not a good cheater.
Well, she was cheating good. It's just when you run it, it's levels to this. But that going out in your pajamas with that fur coat, and ran out of gas. It's no way. No way I would have called him. So you done bought this on yourself. So now that's good for you. You're 46 years old. You finna learn a lesson now. So I don't know. Yeah. Any questions, Shirley? Call me. Anybody want
to? Well,
Tommy?
You can't cheat on an empty tank. You can't. It's just hard. Yeah,
that's what I said.
You got to plan it.
You
need something longer than sleeping pills, though.
Yeah. You trying to kill him?
Man, you ain't got nothing else we could use?
What about
you
her
no anesthesia at the house?
Yeah, anesthesia? Yeah.
Put him under.
It's time to get back. You know, you run out of bed, you know
what? What about her man? Does he bear any responsibility in all of this? None?
No, he told her, I can't come get you because my wife ain't sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He knew not to tell his wife.
Well, yeah.
Hey, baby, I'm finna go pick up this girl, my coworker. She need a ride home. Well, her husband, he sleep. You know, he on a CPAP. He on
a sleeping pill.
Why she didn't call
her? I'd have left that car and Ubered home.
Yeah, I'd have said somebody stole our car.
And then when we woke up, that damn car stolen.
Yeah. So many things she could have done. All right, leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Steve Harvey FM. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
All right. You know, Shirley, we had these Black History sports questions, trivia questions for Uncle Steve. Man, he did so well yesterday, man.
He did.
I tried to blow you out.
I tried to step it up on him, man, but he knows so much. He's been here so long. He know everything.
Yeah.
It ain't like, okay, Uncle, here we go. Who was the first Black tennis player at the U.S. Open, and is she a female?
Althea Gibson.
Boy. Sure was. Althea Gibson. Mm-hmm. Althea mm-hmm. Gibson. All right, Uncle. Lee Elder was famous in what sport?
Golf.
Oh, man. Okay.
I played with.
He's supposed to know
you
that.
You played? But I was going to see if he didn't know it. Tommy, that's all this all
is. I played with the great Lee Elder. He gave me the best advice because we was playing with this other dude that was getting mad. And by the fourth hole, Lee Elder stopped him and said, hey, man, you can stop getting mad, young man. He said, but I ain't doing well. He said, you ain't good enough to get mad.
I like that part, that's cold right there, that hurt everybody.
Made me after that I started having a great time on the golf course. Every time I missed a shot I went, you ain't good enough.
Don't get mad.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Ken Norton, the boxer, played the title role in what movie? This is a movie.
It was a slave movie.
Okay.
I remember that because I came a slave movie. I don't know that, Junior. I don't know no.
No, I know that.
Yeah. You don't know that one? Okay, Tommy.
I'm going to just have to say
go ahead.
Some old ass movie, Buck.
No, Tommy. You want to help?
I don't know movies, man.
I know. That's why I threw it in there. Just trying to see.
Okay, Tommy, what's the movie?
I think it's Mandingo, but I could be wrong.
It is Mandingo. It is Mandingo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, all right. He go. You probably know
that. That ain't sports.
Yeah, it is. It's Ken Norton.
Was a boxer.
It's Ken Norton. Okay, here go another movie one. Don't rush it, though. In the movie, We Were Kings, it depicts the life. No. The movie, When We Were Kings, depicts the life of what boxer?
I don't know that.
Oh, your favorite. Come on.
January 17th.
But if you're talking about when we were kings, that couldn't have been, had to be Ali. Yeah.
Yes. There you go, dog.
I don't know how.
Don't ask him no movie sports.
I just gotta see people.
Ask what he wants.
he be knowing.
What else you got?
Okay, Uncle, what is Dennis Rodman nickname then? Yeah, he mad about it. Dennis Rodman nickname.
The Worm.
Got it. Uh-huh. That's it. Okay, cool. That is, man, you just mad as hell about the movies.
Happy Black History Month,
everybody. Yeah, once you throw in a movie, I'm...
All right, thank you, Junior. Coming up at the top of the hour, a wife needs advice, Steve, about her ex-husband and about her husband's ex-wife. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC 8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
All right, Steve, this is from Dashlin in Chesapeake. Dashlin says, I'm remarried and I have two children with my ex-husband. I have a great relationship with my children's dad, and we let him stay at our house when he comes to visit our children. My husband now expects the same courtesy when his ex-wife comes to town, but they don't share any kids. I honestly didn't know he still talked to her. My ex-husband lives 630 miles away, so it's a no-brainer. My husband's ex-wife has family in town that she can stay with. Make it make sense. Why does he expect his ex-wife to stay with us?
I don't know why. I think it's just a get back. I think he wants you to see how that feels. Mm-hmm. Listen to me, man.
You're right.
Your ex-husband ain't staying in my house. I don't give a damn.
Even if you have kids together?
I don't give a damn. You and the kids can go get a hotel room while he's visiting. Or his ass can get a hotel room and the kids can spend the night there. Or anything like that. But ain't no man, your ex-man, ain't coming staying in my house.
Crazy arrangement.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So now when my ex come to town, she can stay with us.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. Mm-hmm. I don't care how far you got a great relationship with your ex-husband. But you got a husband now. you got to respect this man's house. Mm-hmm. This is the king of this castle, just like you the queen of the castle. Mm-hmm. The king can't feel disrespected, nor should the queen feel disrespected.
Right.
He ain't got no business bringing that woman into your house, but you damn sure ain't got no business bringing that man into your house. I don't give a damn how cool the relationship is.
That's what doesn't make sense.
Take both them little ugly ass kids over there with him.
Don't talk about the baby.
How I really feel now.
Both the ugly ass kids, kids, not both. Yeah,
He lives 630 miles away, and when he comes to visit, he stay at our. What? Ain't no man living in my house, man. Got to be crazy.
Yeah.
And really then, dog, for you to bring your ex-wife in this house, that's too much disrespect on both levels.
Yeah.
You're dead wrong, first of all. And then he dead wrong, second of all. Two wrongs don't make a right. So how you want us to fix this problem? Both of y'all wrong. I wish the hell. She's, man, please.
She's trying to justify it with the kids. All right, we have time for another one, Steve. This is from Henry and McDonough. Who says, my wife and I are empty nesters, and I can't get my wife to sit still. Every weekend, she has things planned for us to do on Saturdays and Sundays. So I don't ever get to relax. We've been to a bunch of new restaurants, all of the museums, outlet malls, movies, and concerts. We're still young at 49, but I don't like being outside that much. Can I tell her I don't want to go, or do I have to participate?
Yeah, you need to tell her. Everybody hell with that damn time. Museum, though. Ain't nobody doing that damn museum with you.
No.
Marjorie loves museums.
I do too. I love museums.
Look at none of these old ass pictures. I don't know
these artifacts, man. Stop
around looking at no damn vase and no white kids up in the air with them damn bow and arrows and all that. Going to be looking at this right here. I do none of that. I don't, and they've been to all the museums, Steve. Huh. I'm not going to no play.
What about outlet mall? Outlet malls, they go there.
Marjorie, don't go no damn outlet mall.
I'm not mad at outlet mall.
Couple. Yeah, they go. That's one of their outings on the weekend.
Now, it's time now. I go down that outlet mall. They got some deals down there.
You got to work and look for them, but yeah, I ain't mad. Yeah.
But you can't go down, can't go down in there.
Outlet mall.
Yeah. Yes.
See, plus, I don't know what's in and out. I have on all that old ass stuff. Old ass Nike slacks with the buttons on the side. Being that dressing like a 1960 basketball player.
The Nike slacks.
Nike slacks.
Isn't that fine? Some of that stuff be regular too. One of your shoes ain't got no swoosh on it.
That's what you get at the outlet mall.
That is funny.
All right.
You got
coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more
that ain't
Steve
got
Harvey
no legs.
Just take us out.
Come on, jumping in the air.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Nominations for the 2024 iHeartRadio Podcast Awards have been released, and some of the biggest sports, comedy, and hip-hop podcasts have been recognized this year. Most notably, we want to send big congratulations out to the 85 South Show for being nominated. Yes, for Best Overall Ensemble. That's right.
Yeah,
also,
yeah.
Congratulations to Michelle Obama, The Light Podcast, for being nominated for Best Advice / Inspirational Category. And Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay podcast.
Boo!
Nominated.
You better boo!
I wanted to make sure we got
after
to that
I got
Steve.
Off of there. Boo!
It's been nominated for Best Sports Podcast, where he talks about everything.
Oh, are you talking
sports.
About him and Ocho's show or his show, Shay Shay?
No, Club Shay Shay. Shannon Club Shay Shay. Club Shay Shay.
One more time, Steve.
I don't know, man. Come on, man. Boo. I'm not concerned. I'm going to just say this, man. I like Shannon Sharpe. Mm-hmm. I like Shannon Sharpe. I'm just concerned with what he's doing now.
Mm-hmm.
It's taking a turn. He could do like he want to do is his show, but I'm.
Him and Ocho had, go hard, man. Sport,
but I think 85 South, them boys, man.
Oh,
that's really, really
we got love
good show.
You see Young Fly.
85 South, Carlos, they got it going on.
Yeah. You know. We love the crew.
We love, love those guys. Yeah.
Hey, Cat Dog.
Congratulations.
And Cat Dog. All right. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we're going to play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather peanut butter and jelly sandwiches or tuna sandwiches? Which one?
Man, I love me a good tuna sandwich.
Man, tuna sandwich?
Yeah. Them eggs in it? Whew.
Yeah.
What?
I'm going with the tuna.
Yeah, I'm probably have to go with tuna.
Yeah, tuna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And you like peanut butter, no jelly, right, Steve? You don't like the jelly.
Well, I like it's. I only like smoker.
All right,
say that clearly.
I
like
it.
I like a little blurred. So, you, what did he say? Oh.
That's why I just went. Okay.
Peanut butter.
Would you rather sleep in a chair for a year or on a dirty mattress for a year?
I'll sleep in a chair.
Straight
now.
Up in that chair.
Yeah.
Straight up in that chair.
I'll go to sleep in a chair, boy. And think I'm in bed. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you something. Once you live in a car, that chair is a bed.
All right. Would you rather hang out in Vegas this weekend or just watch the game at home?
Hang out in Vegas. Okay.
Well, I'd rather hang out in Vegas.
Okay.
That's the truth.
Okay. Hell yeah. But it just ain't gonna be peaceful for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
What's gonna make it unpeaceful? What do you mean?
He's famous.
Famous.
Famous
hard, man.
Famous.
But you know, I mean, it's cool. I spend a lot of time. Fame costs money. You got to stay in that high slot room all the day.
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay in there where they got guards and everything. You know.
Yeah.
All right.
You love it though.
I love it.
Speaking of Vegas,
but I do like gambling at the regular dice table.
Okay, that's what that was.
With all people the cussing,
slot machines or roulette? Slot machines or roulette?
Oh, roulette. You can't be good at either one of them, but at least I got a choice in roulette.
All right,
happen. That damn slot machine, you just pulling that arm, just getting your money ate up.
Last one, guys, last one. This is important. Now, listen. Would you rather watch Usher's halftime show or have sex during halftime?
Man, damn, Usher.
I don't give a damn about Usher.
The hell with Usher.
Usher. Hey, I'm going to do this my way. Hell about it, Usher.
I do it on roller skates and think of us.
Man.
Being there confessing myself.
These are my confessions.
About a bad girl.
Yeah.
Somebody, did you see us or did you see me?
You're a halftime performance, huh, Junior?
Me and Usher both got our shirts off at the halftime.
Nope. Really? Okay. Thank you. That's today's round of Would You Rather. We'll be back with our closing remarks at 49 minutes after, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day on this Wednesday. Wow. It's been a good day. I like your trivia, sports trivia that you gave.
You know what I like? I'm sure Steve give a shout out to the Earl of Ottingham. Thank you for that beautiful thing you did for me today.
No, don't bring that up.
Yes, it was. It was brilliant.
He's that dude, man. He's just that dude that comes in. You know, anything you need to know about what's happening over at Buckingham Palace, I mean, that's just the dude. Straight. A lot of inside information he got, you know. It's really, really important information. Hey, I wanted to share something with you all in closing remarks today. I heard a guy, I don't know his name. He's a rapper, I think. I don't know his name. He's got some tattoos on his face, and he's got braids, and he's I don't know his name.
That narrowed Carla, down.
What is it?
21. That didn't narrow it down
at all.
That's
yeah, that a lot of people. Well, it ain't Lil Wayne. It's a guy on there. He talks a lot of positive stuff, a lot of stuff. I'm not really sure. But he said something the other day I was scrolling through, and I kind of picked up on it. I really enjoyed this statement he made. He says, you have every right to protect your energy. And I heard that young man say that, and I said, wow, that's a powerful statement. You have every right to protect your energy. If you are on a journey to become successful or happy, you have every right to protect your energy. See, most people, not most, but all people that I associate have those two goals in front of them at all times. They're trying to be successful and they're trying to be happy. Now, whatever level of success you choose, that's yours. But everybody should be on that quest to become more successful and just a happier person, to live the best quality life you can. But in that, you have every right to protect your energy. You have every right to disassociate yourself with negative people. You have every right to choose not to be around stuff that's not beneficial to your journey to becoming successful or happy. You don't have to go along with it just because that's the status quo. Stop doing that. Stop trying to get in to fit in when God has truly and obviously set you on a different path. Everybody's path is different. Nobody has the same journey. There are no two people walking in the same footsteps. None. All of us have lives that has its own twists and turns, as every one of us must sometimes learn. And that's a stanza from a poem called Don't Quit. But I'm telling you this because sometimes too many people are so busy trying to get in where they fit in that you forget that that's not your path. You have a path. You all, stop giving up your quest for happiness and success because this is what the masses are doing. You've got to be careful of the masses. This internet, man, has young people all twisted up. Young people are committing suicide because of the internet. Young people are going through some depression because of the internet. We're in a crisis with this thing, man. Because these people are so obsessed with life. There's cyberbullying going on. I was just talking with the crew this morning. There's a new item out called the Stanley Cup. And one little child came to school and was so heavily ridiculed by the other students for not having a Stanley Cup. What? What's happening here? I mean, and that's a small thing. They got it where if you don't hate what I hate, then you a hater. Wait a minute. What? I got to hate what you hate? I got to go along with whatever it is you got going on, or I got a problem. It's in every aspect of our life, man. That young man said it best. You have every right to protect your energy. Listen to me. Whatever your belief is, you have every right to hold on to it. This is how I choose to live. And because I don't live the way you've decided to live, now why I got to be wrong for that? If you have the right to go down whatever path with your life, choose your sexuality, choose your career, choose your mate, choose your whatever your decision is in life. If you have that right, so do I. So do I. I have the right to protect my energy. If you don't want to hear about my energy, then don't ask about it. You can't bring me your thoughts and your dreams and visions for yourself. If they don't line up with mine, we don't have to be cool. Just go on over there and keep doing you. But stop trying to get in so you can fit in. I'm telling you, man, that's a dangerous thing. You are on a separate path. You ain't got to go along with it just because everybody going along with it. We are in a world now where they have got you so tied up in political correctness that if you don't agree with everything everybody doing, now you wrong. No, I disagree with that. I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong for protecting my energy. I'm not wrong for raising my children this way. I'm not wrong for telling my grandchildren about God. I'm not wrong for that. I'm not wrong for getting mad up at people, getting mad up at the school because some teacher trying to put their child in a situation that they don't agree for. Protect your energy, everybody. You have every right to do that. Pursue your line of happiness and your line of success and stay the course. Those are my closing remarks. See y'all tomorrow. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steel, it's every Thursday.
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangster rap.
Let's go.
Gangster Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangster Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.